There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Day two of the madness coming up in about 5 hours with the opening tip of the first game. And we have a loaded show today. We will recap a lot from yesterday, tied into today's action, and then Saturday's round number two and the opening point spreads and totals. In all of those games, guests today on the program include Matt Youmans in 45 minutes. We'll get his best bets for round two today and a look at those games on Saturday along with Tim Murray and Bruce Marshall. We will also discuss, we'll throw in some NFL talk today. Pauly, here's an analogy that I think might go over some people's heads. It's an American Graffiti reference, the movie from, what, the 70s? And for those of you who never saw it, like imagine like being at a stoplight and you have a muscle car and another person pulls up and they're in a muscle car and you look at them and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to take you off the line. But you got the brake on or you have it in park and you sit there and you say, you're revving it the whole time waiting to turn green. That's where our brains are at right now. We're redlining with an overload of sports information because we have all these games going on. Mm-hmm. Brady announces he's coming back. And then and again yesterday in the middle of all these games. Yep. Oh, hey, in case he didn't have enough going on, Davante Adams is going to get dealt to the Raiders.
Yeah, and the nobody cares, at least no time to mention it, Freeman goes to the Dodgers.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
Sure. The Adams news, Watson, yeah, Mayfield wants out. The Seahawks interested. What's Watson going to do? I mean, this is crazy. And then the day started yesterday. Oh, my God. Favorite start 9-0, ATS. And then it's like, are the upsets going to happen? Are the up? Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Hold on.
They're coming. Oh, my God, Kentucky. How do you lose that game?
Well,
there you go. Every year, right? Doesn't matter what conference you play in. 15-1 on a money line. Little St. Peter's.
Okay. Right? So I know this network has done a lot of, kicking around Coach K and how he's overrated and the love affair for him in his final season. It's out of control. I have quietly been saying for years, and I've said it on this network many, many times, Coach Cal is absolutely awful as a head coach. Yeah. I mean, can he get talent? Of course he can. We all know this. He brings in the elite talent across the country every single year. If you watched the game yesterday, here's the thing. I would love for a mainstream media person who just by default tells me Coach Cal is very good because he wins a lot of games and brings a lot of talent. I would love to watch a game with them sometime on film and have them tell me what he does ever offensively that's impressive. He never draws up a play out of a timeout or ever during a game during the flow of it where you're like, wow, that was something else. Really good. You have the National Player of the Year in Oscar Tshiebwe. Can you possibly go down low to him late in the game? Is he an option? Are you watching? Have you been paying attention all year long? So I love the fact that people in Kentucky who live there, like in the media, are calling it the most embarrassing loss in the history of the program.
Oh, God.
They are absolutely killing him today, and he deserves every single word.
Okay. I can't. Yeah.
What a joke.
I know. I mean, the fact you like to talk about this all the time, he had Cousins, Wall, and Bledsoe on the same team and couldn't get to the Final Four.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about that.
I said this on Monday.
So, I mean, this is...
Or this week.
Yeah.
The day after Karl-Anthony Towns scored 60.
Towns and Booker.
So... Karl-Anthony Towns has scored 60 points in an NBA game. Devin Booker has scored 70. They were on the same team.
And Stein.
Oh, and among others. I could rattle off the whole roster right now. Trey Lyles. They could not get out of the Final Four that year.
Yeah.
And that goes back to then. I don't want to go too hardcore on this, but that game against Wisconsin in the 2015 Final Four, Wisconsin had no answer for Towns. He never, after three consecutive trips down to Towns, after that, he never went back down low to him. I'm breaking stuff in the hotel room watching the game. Like, are you out of your mind? You can't stop him, and that's what you get with this guy.
Yeah.
Terrible job. But that's on the heels then of, again, Iowa.
Oh, come on. I was just going to say that. What do we do with Fran McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Come on. It's a different year. It's a different – no, it's still Fran McCaffrey.
Yeah, right.
You can't. And watching that game in the whole second half, it's like they're not winning this game. They're completely shut down on offense. And they're not going to win this game.
Yep.
There you go.
I will say that.
12 seed every year in Iowa. God. And there was late Richmond money, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
You drive that number back down.
You guys are on the right side the whole way.
I will say this. And I heard people with Richmond make this case as well. The non-call on Murray with 57 seconds left or whatever it was when he was shooting the three down by three is the defender has his arm right here. It's planted like on his forearm. And there's no call.
Yeah.
And there's only three referees watching the game in that exact second. You know, I mean, you got to make that call.
Yeah.
And then UCLA easily could have lost the game last night to Akron.
Yes. Murray State, San Francisco game, fantastic. Again, it's a shame they were matched up against each other. That was a phenomenal game. UCLA hangs on. Could have lost that game. Couple overtime games already. My God. The no respect card with Providence, which it got hairy late. I mean, they were blowing them out. And then the Jackrabbits made a big run. Right?
Yeah.
And we had everything.
Well, and then the beauty of what made up for some of the losses yesterday was what happened with the Mountain West Conference. And folks, this is make a note of this because it happens every single year. This is not like just something in 2022 that we were harping on. But we talked about this a lot yesterday. And I was on their conference win total under 2 plus 130. And it was 2.5 at a big minus number leading into the games. But they are now 0-4. They're out of the tournament. Started on Wednesday night with Wyoming losing, or the other night with Wyoming losing, and then how San Diego State gave that game away.
Oh, my God. Up 9 with 2 minutes. I know. You said it. I tweeted it. You mentioned it all week. We said, when in doubt, got to go against these guys. Good seeds, small dogs, doesn't matter. Favorites, can't win games. 14-33 straight up in the tournament since 2010. The win total was as high as 2.5 in some spots. That sucker was DOA. I mean, the Boise State performance.
Oh, boy.
I mean, getting routed at halftime. You knew Colorado State was in trouble at half because they were, 7 or 8 for 15.
Oh, like, they couldn't miss.
Yeah, like the 8 of 15 from 3 in the first half. And Michigan was 0 of 7. But it was not a comfortable lead. And
right.
Michigan made the big run late right before halftime. Said, okay, Michigan second half, Michigan in play.
Yep.
There you go. And then it was bombs away. And Colorado State couldn't get a stop. And that was it's an embarrassment.
No matter how.
It's an absolute embarrassment.
Yep, absolutely.
This conference cannot win games, and they are good seeds. A lot of times they're favored or right in that small dog range, and they cannot deliver.
Yep. We live and breathe. We watch it every single year. And so, by the way, if you did not have like that Mountain West Conference prop, which I'm sure almost every book probably was offering, you could, you know, have been fading these teams in, you know, just straight up bets or like. Get creative with parlays or even round robins.
Yeah.
I think that's a way to approach the Mountain West moving forward. If they get three or four more teams in, I didn't do it yesterday, but just taking the other team and betting them in a round robin parlay and play like, you know, twos and threes or threes and four, whatever, He made a killing yesterday. They're out of the tournament before day two even tips off.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yep. And then they've been so good. We've talked about that all week. One lead at halftime and under Dutcher, 104-12.
Yeah.
And 21-1 this year. Well, the 7-point lead at halftime, the 9-point lead with 2 minutes left. I mean, how do you blow that game? How?
It's we had a lot of that, though, last night. Yeah. I mean, Murray State had, a 7-8-point lead with 2 minutes to go?
Yeah.
I think it was 73-65
God.
With a minute 59. They had to go to overtime to survive. You know, railing on Kentucky here, make your free throws. And they're up 68-62 late in the game. And they can't make, you know, they have good free throw shooters at the line in overtime. No, missed every single one of them. That was completely alarming. How about mm-hmm. the performance in that bracket? By the way, we're like this close to having that region completely wide open. If Akron won last night and the way North Carolina played yesterday, see, that's the thing, like.
What a performance that was.
Trying to, ooh, you know, make bets on these games, like which Gonzaga do we get, you know, in the next game now against Memphis, and which Memphis do we get? Memphis dominated Boise State in the first half, up by 19 points. And if that game was like 3 minutes longer, maybe they lose it. And Gonzaga's nip and tuck with a 16 seed for 25 minutes yesterday.
Yeah,
and they almost covered the game.
Yeah, came down to the final possession, side and total. I know. I'm like, are they going to cover this? Are you serious? After a tie game late, and everyone, I can't believe I picked Gonzaga to win it or go to the Final Four every year with Gonzaga. And then here they come with this big run. They couldn't stop Timmy. And it's like they can cover here.
Yep.
The North Carolina performance, game was over early. Probably 5 minutes in.
Marquette had nothing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They were absolutely awesome. Taken out yesterday.
Yeah, great job by Carolina. And can they get Baylor? And that's a low point spread, which we'll get to coming up. Right.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, with the instant gratification, the three of the first four games, three-pointer, made field goal. That cashed.
Yeah.
Talked about that.
So
that is awesome.
And I don't know how many spots are going to have this available, but I bet seven games yesterday. Again, first field goal in the game, a two-pointer or a three-pointer. And I cashed three of them at plus 215, plus 255, and plus 260. So it came out there ahead betting those. And again, I'm just kind of like screwing around, putting a couple hundred bucks on this stuff. So came out ahead yesterday. I'll look at it again today, and I'll see if I can find any matchups that make sense with the numbers today before the end of the show. But that's also a very good bet to make. And the first to 10, the first to 15.
God, that,
some funny. Of them got there yesterday.
Georgia State almost got there. What a sweat. It was right there.
Yep.
But they couldn't get there as well.
Okay, like,
yep.
So I'm watching. It was Vermont got there both last night, first to 10, first to 15. But some of these games are pretty wild. I think it was South Dakota State yesterday got their first 10, but not first 15. So just like that sweat where, I can win both by betting first 10 at first 15. They get there. It's like 11-7. And then, they can't score again for the next 4 minutes. It's a blast.
Yep. Yeah, I had a horrible read on Longwood. But then it's like, what can you do?
Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee was shooting 65% late in the game.
They could not
miss. They were shooting 65%.
Yeah, that was something else.
Everything was going in.
Yep.
They shoot like that, they'll beat the Nets.
You say, I mean, is there a chance in 3 weeks we're talking about Tennessee, best team in the country? Turn the Nets down. All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. So a full rundown coming up next with Win Some, Lose Some. More of the line moves, upsets with the overall numbers, bad beats here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
All right, Wendy's and Adult Swim's Rick and Morty teaming up to invite Las Vegas locals and basketball fans at the first ever Morty's Mayhem pop-up located at Resorts World at the East Garden Plaza. The experience shows off the screen and the strip with never-before-seen animations of Wendy's breakfast characters in the Rick and Morty universe and the return of the elusive Pickle Rick Pickle Frosty. You got a big reveal. Check out Wendy's Morty's Mayhem Resorts World right here in Vegas. So this is very difficult. You know, it's hard to pick winners, especially in the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what happened yesterday, I mean, who had that's the St. Peter's thing, St. Mary's, never in doubt. Walking around and talking to people all week and who do you like? And what I swear to God, I didn't have, not one person said I like Providence.
Oh.
All week, not one person, I like Providence. It was all South Dakota. And you saw that? Even with the low point spread. And then the Cooley audio from yesterday was so good about the bulletin board material. Huh? And we know this and no one's picking us. And thank you to the media. And I mean, this is, nobody, not one person said I like Providence.
Yep.
So this is ridiculous.
I saw a couple of people who I follow on Twitter like Providence, but that was it. Not a single person outside of that. And, you know, thank God I got off of South Dakota State after betting them on Sunday. That was part of the reason why. And once I heard Cooley's audio, we played it for you yesterday, I was like, yep, okay, I like what he's doing here.
Yep.
He played that card entire time, and he can do it again.
Sure he can.
He can do it again against Richmond.
Right? Yeah,
hell,
yeah.
Use the point spread again. Yeah. Look at it and say, my God, we're laying three again. Right. What do we have to do?
So they win the Big East. They had the horrible performance against Creighton in the conference tournament in the semifinal. And then they take out a good South Dakota State team. And here's Cooley after the win, again, being asked about, you know, just you guys are lucky you're not good.
You know, I'm always a positive person, and I appreciate your question. I mean, you know, we use that luck. I think in life, we're all lucky. Look where we're at. We're at the greatest stage in college basketball. And, you know, that's just been a phrase that we used, and I run with it. But in order to advance in these tournaments, there has to be some luck, and I think we're crazy if we don't think that. And our players are kind of driving off of it. And, you know, if luck is the narrative that continues to keep us connected and winning, we'll take it. It just so happens it's St. Patrick's Day, and I've kind of been joking about it. But it's real. You know, you got to be lucky in order to be successful, no matter if we're in game or in life.
Yep. And it's also, it takes a special team and group to win all these close games.
I would agree.
It's incredible, right?
Like, chemistry is a thing.
Full marks.
And they have a bunch of transfers. I think that gets downplayed a lot with what we do. But you can actually see it when you pay attention closely to teams year in and year out. Because in an individual season, chemistry can actually... You know, that's a thing where teams eventually, they start winning, they love each other, that kind of a deal, they're having a lot of fun, and they can have great seasons because of it. Does that mean that they're, you know, you got to bet on them every game or they're going to win the whole thing? No, absolutely not, but they can they can surpass their expectations going into the season for sure. Mm. So today's games, we're now looking at Ohio State and Loyola, a pick 'em. Total is 132. And you were on Ohio State from the get-go, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's not... I think it's going to be like a mini South Dakota State. Too much Loyola, right? And not the vintage Loyola we're used to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, and then does Ohio State do this again now after the embarrassment last year?
Well, you know, it was, I mean,
you got to win these games.
When we talked about Pat Forty, or when we talked mm-hmm. to Pat Forty on Monday, I should say, going over the brackets and stuff, he brought up a good point that it wasn't only last year with Ohio State when they lost to Oral Roberts as a 2 seed. Like, this is a thing with their head coach and how they kind of, flame out towards the end of the season. And this has now been going on for the Buckeyes. I mean, if you go back to, like, December and say that the Ohio State was going to get a 7, I think a lot of people would have said a 7 seed. You're out of your mind. But here they are now in a pick'em spot against Loyola. And I don't know. I'm not involved in this game, but you like them, and you're on board with the Buckeyes here today.
Yeah, it's also a little fate of Loyola. And it was there was depth to the – and balance to the Missouri Valley this year, but they really struggled down the stretch, and they spit up the 1 seed. It worked out for them because they won the conference tournament, and they obliterated Northern Iowa in the semifinal game. But I just think I think it was a down valley in terms of at the top and what we're used to seeing.
Sure.
So I took Ohio State.
Do we get another 2 seed from the SEC that gets in a little bit of trouble today with Auburn taking on Jacksonville State, and the Tigers are laying 15.5, total is 138? Or is this going to be closer to what Tennessee did yesterday? Jacksonville State, again, very fortunate. They shouldn't even be here.
Oh, that's right. That whole angle about you were sitting home. Like, oh, you're watching the championship game, and if Bellarmine wins, it's we're in. Yep. So that's just bizarre how that played out, that they weren't eligible, but they win the conference tournament. So these next 4 games coming up after the early game, they're tricky. These 3-14s and 2-15s, I mean, I thought Kentucky would blow them out.
Yeah, so did I.
It's a madness.
And
I can't handicap some of this stuff.
Kentucky was terrible on defense yesterday.
Yeah,
they were awful, and I was not really impressed with them on the other side of the court either.
I mean, you don't know what you're going to get out of these kids. You overlook your opponent, or you're ready to go, and you're laser focused from the get go like Tennessee, Kentucky embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You can make a great case for either side here. Like, we thought Longwood was live yesterday against Tennessee, and that was, 18-17 in the first half?
It was close, yeah.
Next thing you look up, they're getting beat by 100.
Private Plain Wayne's all over me. He's heckling me. Oh, nice call. They can't miss.
Sure.
Everything's going in.
Sorry I didn't give you St. Peter's money line.
I've never seen this before.
You know?
Tennessee's never, they never shoot like that.
No,
it's raining threes. What do you want?
But so it happens every single year. Well, 10 times now with the 2, but there's carnage.
Yeah.
It's like, when's the last time you woke up on this day on Friday and said, boy, yesterday really sucked?
I know, yeah.
We've never done that, probably ever.
I know.
I mean, so you're going to get upsets. A 2's going to go down, a 3, 4, whatever. And, you know, which one's it going to be?
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
Don't get cocky either. I got cocky. Amateur hour. It's like, all right, I'm 4-0 to start the day. Piece of cake. Here we go. More winners. Have fun with the in-play. All right.
I will say this.
It will humble you. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Yes, it will.
I mean, Indiana took money too late. Even everyone knew about this, the travel issues and the flight delayed, and then you're going all the way out to the West Coast.
Yep.
It's like, okay, St. Mary's, no problem.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do with these 3 other games beyond that today. They're just gigantic spreads. Texas Tech is laying 15. Purdue's up to 17. I took a bad number there. I have Yale in 15.5.
Can you lay that with a team that doesn't play defense?
Look at Kentucky again.
I know. I mean, the numbers say Purdue should blow them out. And again, Yale, when facing Auburn, Seton Hall, and St. Mary's, lost by an average of 28 points per game.
I know.
But can you lay that with a team that doesn't defend in Painter's history in the tournament and what happened last year against North Texas?
Part of the reason why I like Yale in the game, but I'm on the wrong side of this number now. And then Villanova goes at 2:45 Eastern, 11:45 Pacific. They're laying 15.5. But I do think the approach here is to grab the dogs, Montana State, Yale, and Delaware, 1st to 15.
Okay.
Maybe 1st to 10.
Right.
And there, by the way, a bunch of books are offering that. So you should be able to find it. And then you just sit back, and because they tip off, like one game tips at, 10:45 West Coast time, the other one's 15 minutes later. So you can have like this instant gratification back to back. And if, like, Gonzaga was close to losing that bet yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Some other big ones got there.
Yeah, you nailed it. I know it's a tournament, but it's like back to back to back to back. 14 seeds and 15 seeds, that's the way to go. I mean, maybe someone gets out to that 10-8 lead or whatever. I mean,
and maybe look at first basket going to be a 3.
Yeah.
At a nice plus price. And then after that, we'll touch on these other games throughout the entire show today as well. I tell you, money on USC, they're now up to 2. I've gone back and forth on this game so many times. I haven't touched it yet. I don't know if that's... I said this so yesterday about North Carolina. Well, if that goes back to 4, I got to take Marquette. Well, thank God it didn't because I didn't take them. That would have been a loser. But if this number, if more money comes on USC, I think Miami looks intriguing to me. And then some of... Well, you know, it does get good, though, because Bama's only 4. Texas is basically a pick 'em against Vitek. LSU's laying 4 and what's going to be a snooze fest. But the games later on in the day are very intriguing. Like Wisconsin, Colgate's a night game tonight.
Yep. Virginia Tech's turning out to be a popular pick. And Enfield, this run, 10-1 ATS run.
That's the only thing, yeah.
And this is in the tournament, yeah. I think it's going to be a tough game for Miami. And USC,
oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. USC could kill them on the boards. The rebounding margin is ridiculous when you compare the two teams. It's not the be-all, end-all, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're very strong.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn. All right. I'm just bitter because I had Kentucky at 28-1. I thought that was a really
can't
good
even
ticket.
Get a win. I know he can't even get a win.
Like the draw quite a bit. Oh, really? Did you? They're going to lose to St. Peter's as 18.5-point favorites. Good job. Way to go. Incredible. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can always get in touch with the show. The email is ftm@vsin.com, ftm for Follow the Money. @vsin.com. Also, we're on Twitter. You can follow us and respond to us there @vsinlive, @MitchMossRadio, @PaulieHoward. Up next, Matt Eumanns is going to join the program. He has like 8 bets that he likes today, and he's got a couple of bets already in round number 2. Plus, I think he poses a very good question here. What was the bigger embarrassment yesterday? Mountain West going out like that, 0-4 with the play-in and then round 1, or the way Kentucky lost? Good question, and Eumanns will answer that coming up next.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Matt Eumanns joins the program now. He is the senior editor at vsin.com, also the host of The Edge weekdays at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific right here on VSiN. Matt, good morning. How was day 1 of the tournament for you?
You know, it was pretty good, not great. I won the first game in the morning with Michigan, even though the Wolverines trailed by 10 and had 9 turnovers, I think, with about 5 minutes ago in the first half, and came back and won that game by double digits. And then I didn't win a game for several hours. I was starting to think if I was ever going to win a game again because there were no underdogs coming in at all. But tonight finished up pretty good with St. Mary's. Vermont covering, and then Murray State, and that Murray State meltdown took about a year off my life, but Murray State got there finally.
Did you come back with more on Michigan's second half and in play? Because as you pointed out, they were down 15, they're turning the ball over, and Colorado State outscored them by, I think, 24, 27 points from 3? and then it's like, this will not continue, this won't continue, and then Michigan runs them out in the second half.
That's a good question because I jumped in on live betting, but at the wrong time. I took 3.5 with Michigan before they fell in an even deeper hole. So I didn't get the best number, but I did take 3.5 with Michigan for a little bit more before it got a little bit uglier, yeah.
Okay, so let's remain in the Big Ten then.
Mm-hmm.
A game that we have going on later on tonight. It's Chattanooga against Illinois, the Illini lane 8. And the total is 135.5 right now at Bet Rivers. Which side do you like here, Matt?
I took 8 with Chattanooga. And again, this Fighting Illini team is really volatile. I think if Kofi Coburn, 7-footer, can avoid foul trouble, the Fighting Illini can beat about anybody, but if he's in foul trouble, they can lose to about anybody. And, you know, you got Trent Frazier and Alonzo Plummer, who are a lot of times these guys are red hot 3-point shooters, but they can also go into shooting slumps. And if the Illini don't bring their A game here, they could lose in the first round. I think the mocks are what you look for in live underdogs. A 27-win team with a big-time guard, Malachi Smith, averaged 20 points, shot 42% from three. You got David John Baptiste, the guy who made the 30-footer in overtime to beat Furman in the Southern Conference title game. Silvio D'Souza, probably remember him from Kansas, 6'9", 250. He should be able to defend Coburn relatively well in the low post. So I think the mocks have what it takes to take down the Illini. And this matchup has upset potential. So if I think a single-digit dog like this can win the game, I'm going to play it. And Chattanooga, I think, has that chance at +8.
Do you think Colgate can win the game basically on the road in Milwaukee tonight against the Badgers?
Yeah, Mitch, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with these Big Ten teams today. Because the word is Johnny Davis is not healthy. And we saw him shoot 3-for-19 and play really poorly in the Big Ten tournament. And this Colgate team is going to be dangerous because the Badgers don't shoot the ball well from three. If you remember a year ago in the tournament, the Raiders had a 14-point lead on Arkansas in the first round. They end up losing that game. But they brought 80% of their scoring back from that team. And they shoot almost 40% from three as a team. They went 16-2 in the Patriot League. You have five guys that average double figures in scoring, and they all shoot the three well. So I did take 8 with Colgate in that game as well. 7.5, I think, is the best number out there now. But this is another game where it wouldn't surprise me if Colgate pulls the upset on Wisconsin.
Okay, hope you're right with that one. Maybe the best first four game ever, Notre Dame and Rutgers. Back and forth, crazy, double overtime.
Oh, yeah.
How about Notre Dame now bounce back, but can they do it again here in the game today?
Yeah, it's a tough turnaround for the Irish off that double overtime game, and then they have to travel cross country to San Diego to play this. But again, Notre Dame is exceptionally good at taking care of the ball. They don't commit many dumb turnovers. Very efficient offensively. I think a very smart basketball team. And I would say about the opposite about Alabama. So even though Alabama's got more athletes, I think Mike Bray's got this Irish team playing at a really high level right now. And I don't want to bet against him. I think the Irish +4 are going to be live here. So I'm playing this dog. Sometimes when you get a win in the tournament and you get momentum, you know, that can carry you a long way, and it's not going to surprise me at all to see the Irish win this game. We've already seen Bama with the potential to beat anybody and lose to anybody, and I think Notre Dame +4 is a decent play here.
Right. Okay, so Virginia Tech's hot. They win the ACC tournament. They rout Duke and North Carolina, and Texas comes in losers of 3 in a row, and they blow that big lead against TCU. How do you see this one?
Yeah, blew a 40-22 halftime lead in that game. And you just don't expect to see that from Chris Beard coach teams. Virginia Tech was one shot away from getting knocked out in its first game of the ACC tournament, then wins 4 games in 4 days, goes on a big run, blows out Duke and Coach K in the title game. You know, it's an interesting situation. I kind of compare Virginia Tech to Iowa. Iowa won 4 games in 4 days in the Big Ten tournament, came out a little bit flat last night, got taken down by a hungry underdog. I can't quit Chris Beard. And, you know, he's one of my favorite coaches. I just can't do it. I think that he's going to – I think the Longhorns are going to come back and play with an edge after they got knocked out of the Big 12 tournament the way they did. Sometimes I think these teams will win the major conference tournaments. It can be a little bit flat the next week. There could be a hangover effect. Texas is a 6 seed here. I bet the Longhorns a pick. I still like the Longhorns here, obviously, at -1. And I'm going to bet on Chris Beard in this matchup. This is a Texas team that's been really disappointing since the preseason, but they still got a chance to win a couple games here. And, man, how has that bottom half of that bracket opened up? Think about this. The winner of Texas-Virginia Tech is probably going to play Purdue. And then the winner of that game doesn't have to face Kentucky now.
Yep.
Kentucky is headed home. Coach Cal off the worst season he's had at Kentucky last year, and now one of the worst beats in tournament history. That's embarrassing last night. What happened?
I tweeted out, Matt, a strong enough word does not exist to explain how bad that loss was.
No, and I watched the replay again on CBS Sports Network. Came on after midnight tonight, and it's, you know, there was nothing fluky about it.
Nope.
And I know you watched the whole thing, and it's just a really well-coached St. Peter's team on both ends of the floor. They don't have any NBA talent, but they stuck with Kentucky the entire way and had better execution on the offensive end. By the way, for Kentucky, you want to point fingers. I know a lot of people are going to blame Coach Cal, and he deserves some blame, but he had the guards like Kellen Grady and Ty Washington shoot a combined 3 for 19.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's not going to get it done.
Agreed, and they couldn't make a free throw to save their lives in overtime. That's a total killer. Shame on them. That was an awful loss for that team. By the way, what was worse then, that performance by Kentucky or the Mountain West?
I think you have to go Kentucky. I know a lot of people are going to want to beat up the Mountain West, but it's not
that was expected.
Fault of the, what's that?
That was expected.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't expect Mountain West to do much in this tournament. The total, the win total was 2.5 combined for the four teams, shaded under -150. And, you know, three of the teams were underdogs by a combined 10 points, and San Diego State was a small favorite. Wyoming should not have even been in the tournament. So there's no doubt Kentucky's biggest embarrassment.
Yeah. Matt, we have like a minute. What do you have early look for the Saturday games in round two?
Yeah, I made numbers in all these games. My numbers were about on right on what's out there in the market right now, but I had St. Peter as a 5.5-point dog to Murray State. So I'm taking the 8 with the Peacocks in that game. And St. Mary's, the team I bet last night, I'm going to stick with the Gales. I think they got the better point guard in Tommy Cousy. And with Tommy Cousy and Logan Johnson, I think St. Mary's and Randy Bennett, another well-coached team, is going to be live in that game. So St. Mary's +3, St. Peter's +8. And I got to tell you, I like a lot of the dogs on the Saturday card.
Do you? Okay, that's good to hear. I hope you're right with that. And St. Mary's looked awesome last night, and I'll tell you, UCLA extremely fortunate to survive Akron last night.
No question about it. Tiger Campbell bailed out the Bruins, and I don't think he's going to do that against St. Mary's.
Yep. You can catch Matt later on today, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific on The Edge right here on VSiN. Thanks, pal. Good luck today.
You bet. Thanks.
Thank you.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 20% profit boost on the NHL every single Friday. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. I had an NHL play last night. Panthers -135. They got to as high as -180 before the game. Yeah. Losers, 5-3.
Yeah.
Nothing's a gimme. Nothing is a gimme.
That surprised me. And how Vegas scored.
Yeah, 5 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so up next again. We're watching all the games. It's St. Paddy's Day. You may have had a beverage or two. You have a ton of action. And then all of a sudden, bam, you get hit over the head with a shovel of this gigantic trade that happened yesterday. And nobody saw that coming. We'll talk about it coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Your home for live in-play betting just got even better. Introducing PointsBet, new feature, college basketball lightning bets. Bet minute by minute. Instant college basketball lightning bets now available, located on the live event menu. Choose the outcome of the next play, next point, and more to stay in the action all game long. PointsBet, your home for college basketball live in-game betting. And how about this promotion? AI loves it. New customers use code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Again, code VSIN2K. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000.
So, again, in the middle of all of the action yesterday on St. Paddy's Day, everybody's having a good time. The bets are in. The dogs are starting to bark a little bit throughout the day after that impressive start by the favorites.
It happens every year, and yet I'm shocked and surprised. And I mean, I can't believe Kentucky lost.
No, neither can I.
I mean, right?
It just, I mean, it's just to yeah. me, and I had a decent day yesterday. Well, betting the tournament overall, I had a nice day yesterday, specifically betting the tournament. But my future ticket, I should say actually tickets plural, up in flames. 28-1. And I saw others chiming in. They had 25 or 30 or maybe even 33. I'm like, that's an unbelievable number on Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you can't even make it to the round of 32. Oh, what a gut punch to begin the day. It eliminated the joy of winning other bets. I got to be honest.
I hear you.
Horrible loss.
And the futures racket is so difficult, too. One year, the year Villanova went to the Final Four, I had them 40-1 to win it all.
Yeah.
That's the year I played Carolina. Maybe the power rating through the, I was like a 10-point dog.
Oh, you can't.
Like, I'm in the Big East. I'm in the Final Four. I get all these wins. I take out UCLA and Pitt and all the,
can't do anything with it.
Yeah. What am I going to do with a 10-point dog?
Right.
Oh.
Boy, is that, what a way to start the day like that. But as that's like going on, as Kentucky is in a dogfight with St. Peter's, the news breaks in the NFL. Oh, yeah. Hold on a second here. We haven't had major news in like 14 hours. So how about this trade? As Davante Adams goes from Green Bay to the Las Vegas Raiders, and Green Bay gets back the Raiders' first and second round picks in this year's draft. So the Raiders, Las Vegas is hosting the draft next month. They don't have any picks in the first two rounds now. So that'll be strange. Well, and now here's the deal with Adams. It's a five-year deal. $28.5 million annually, total value $142.5 million. It's the largest contract ever for any non-quarterback in the history of the league, more than any defensive player ever.
Right, right. And huge trade, and look where he goes. Again, the AFC West with all these moves. This division is ridiculous. You know, Chiefs, one of the best teams in the league. The Chargers get Mack and Jackson. Wilson goes to Denver. The Raiders get Adams. The Raiders get Jones. They're not done. They might get other guys. I mean, who knows? Maybe Denver makes another move.
Sure.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
What are these win totals going to look like? I mean, my God, the AFC West is stacked.
And here's the thing that is getting lost, I believe, is that automatically people have just assumed the Raiders are like the fourth best team in this division. They were counting them out.
It's a playoff team.
They were a playoff team last year.
Yeah, and you added arguably the best wide receiver. Right.
By the way, who has a connection. Now, it's been a long time. It's been like 8 years. but he loves Derek Carr. He's talked about this like openly on Twitter about possibly reuniting. This goes back to last year when he's joking around about it. And he had great numbers at Fresno State, like 3,000 yards with Derek Carr as quarterback, a couple hundred catches there. So it's a huge move for that team. And he is one of the best route runners in football, if not the best. He's great. Come on, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And so they're not, they're trying to read the room and realize that every other team in the league probably did surpass them, even though they were a playoff team. Like, oh, hold on, we got to make a couple of moves now. And they have hit it out of the park.
Did Rodgers have to get $50 million? I mean, remember what Brady would always do in New England?
Of course.
I'll take less. I'll restructure the contract. I want to bring in some pieces. Let's go. Interesting that Rodgers says, pay me. I want a new. He gets $50 million with the extension, and then he loses his best weapon.
So the report that came out right away last night is that when Rodgers was negotiating his new deal to get $50 million a year, he knew that Adams was not going to be happy on the franchise tag. And that Adams was going to want a long-term deal. And Rodgers also knew that if he signed for $50 million a year, the team wasn't going to sign Adams. And he signed off on that. That's okay with him.
Yeah.
He couldn't take a friendlier deal towards the team and say, you know what, I've made $300 million already. $50 million would be great. I'll take 40. We can bring Adams back. Nope. Couldn't happen.
You know, and you've been on this for 10 years, maybe longer. This organization, with some of the moves they make, or at least don't make.
Just
I mean,
once.
Is it, who's the big, was it Woodson? How many times?
Woodson, yeah.
How many times do they go out and sign a big name free agent?
Rarely, if ever.
And now this guy, I mean, it's just, it's a hot dog stand. It really is, how they run things. It's a disgrace. And it's an absolute embarrassment that you have two Super Bowls. And you had these two quarterbacks for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Before I completely poo-poo on this for the Packers side, I do need to see what they're going to do in free agency.
Oh, come on.
I want to be patient with it because people are saying, you can't compare anybody who's out there right now and available to Davante Adams. I'm trying to tell my cheesehead friends that are chiming in yesterday, like, oh my God, this is going to be great. We're going to be able to get guys like Julio Jones and Jarvis Landry. I'm like,
what?
Do you realize what you just said to me? Julio Jones hasn't been able to play for three years.
How about that news? Tennis, get out.
Yeah, he's gone.
Wow.
Gone.
Can't stay healthy, though. I don't blame him. Can't stay on the field.
Like, Jarvis Landry's not, he's a nice player.
Yeah.
He's not a one. He's not going to replace Davante Adams. But also, here's the thing with Green Bay, like, they have to now hit the first two picks out of the park. In the draft.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. That's a 50-50 proposition at best.
Because
that's the way it works with every team for the most part in the draft.
Yeah. God, the news every day. It's awesome. And the other thing, too, I know you don't want to get into the, you know, the off-the-field stuff, and it's a sticky situation. But it is bizarre to me and other people that Watson is saying, sell yourself to me. Let's sit down. All right. I'm just going to put my feet up and, okay, go ahead. Here's your pitch. How are we going to win? What do you want to do for me? It's like, you know how uncomfortable that press conference is going to be wherever he winds up? Like, all right, here we go. Here's our quarterback. forget about what's happened in the last year and off the field. Here's our guy. It's just like, and they're lining up for him because he's so talented. But that is just going to be an uncomfortable press conference and how you have to sell him to the fan base about he's our guy now. And here's Watson.
And are they going to say?
And now he's like, controlling everything. Seattle, you're out. I don't want you. Cleveland, you're out. And like, okay, you get a meeting. You get a meeting, and I'm torn. And then, okay, pitch. What's your pitch? Sell yourself. Like it's NBA free agency. And
that's exactly what
I mean.
It is.
This is bizarre.
All of this reminds me of the NBA. Players are. Adams, by the way, the Packers were. They said on their side of things, right, that they were going to sign him. Like they could offer him that much money, but Adams wanted to go somewhere else. So that's basically what this is. And Watson, with the no-trade clause, is like, no, I want
to pick and choose. A team just paid him to stay away. And we're paying you. You're not playing. Get away. Right. We don't want you anywhere near the field. I mean, it's...
So what, it's down to Atlanta and the Saints? Because the Browns are out on him.
Yeah.
But then also, Mayfield doesn't want to come back to Cleveland.
Mayfield wants out. Demanded that
he
can't repair this. The relationship can't do it. That's it. Maybe Seattle's interested.
Well, what if the Browns say, we're not gonna.
Well, they said he's our quarterback, but if he wants to go, just get rid of him.
How's that gonna go next year?
Right, right.
Atlanta, no shot. That's it. You're ruling them out of Atlanta.
Baker?
No, Watson.
Oh no, 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 no. I think it's down to Atlanta and New Orleans, right? Carolina's out.
Oh God.
Browns are out. It's down to those two teams.
Man,
that was the news as of last night.
Tepper, he wanted him in the worst way, and they made the first big trade offer before the off the field stuff even happened.
How about that too?
And he can't get it done.
You have to. Wow. You have to have your trade offer ready to go before you can even talk.
I like that.
Boy, is that wild.
Well, that's a good move by the Texans, though, too. Don't waste our time. Let's go. What's your offer? Let's talk turkey here. Come on. Come heavy. What's your move? If you want a meeting, I want to know what you get a meeting if you get the right package.
So when do we have four games going on at the same exact time today for the first time? Like around 3 o'clock Eastern? That's when I expect Watson to get dealt.
make up his mind?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, just as you're buckling in for the day, hold on. We have gigantic news again in the NFL.
Yeah, around 12 Pacific.
Oh, there you go.
Sure. Yeah. That's when it looks like.
I'm sure it'll happen today
for the
that
first
point.
Time. Yeah. God.
Packers can't screw this up. They have to get it right in free agency and now in the draft. Will they make one more Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback? Make one. Not win one. Make one.
Julio's not moving the needle.
No, God,
I'll tell you that. I mean, that's I got to just... What a big loss. Huge loss. Enormous. Enormous loss.
I don't trust those other guys that are on the roster right now at all.
No. He doesn't either.
No.
Did you watch the playoff game?
No, not at all.
Adams, let me force it to Adams. Let me throw to Adams. I'll try. I'm wide open now. I'm throwing it to Adams. I'm taking a shot in a double coverage to Adams.
No, the team is 7-0 without Adams, and people are making a big deal out of that yesterday.
Come on.
But when has one guy in recent years on the Green Bay roster stepped up when Adams is on the field being like, hey, man, look at me. How many times did MVS have his chance? Rodgers would, happily throw him the ball 35 yards down the field. Oh, there's another drop. Or 50 yards down the field. Oh, out of his hands, in and out of his hands. Another drop. Yep. And Davante Adams now has to go from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr.
What a division.
Okay. Oh, it's amazing.
What
a division. It's an incredible division.
Yep.
On paper, is it the best we've ever seen?
Yeah.
I think it has to be. We'll get back to the games coming up next. The early evening session of games coming up. Illinois going at it as an 8-point favorite. Duke and some of the other late ones as well. I expect a lot of points in this game. I'll tell you that coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
We love Wendy's, and Wendy's and Adult Swim's Rick and Morty teaming up to invite Vegas locals and basketball fans to the first ever Morty's Mayhem pop-up located at Resorts World, the East Garden Plaza. They show off the screen and the strip with never-before-seen animations of Wendy's breakfast characters in the Rick and Morty universe and the return of the elusive Pickle Rick Pickle Frosty. Check out Wendy's Morton's Mayhem at Resorts World right here in Vegas.
I like it.
I got it.
Good job with the read.
All right, thank you.
It's early, busiest week of the entire year.
Pickle Rick. I thought
I'm intrigued.
I might get fired. Pickle Rick, Pickle Frosty. I got that one was close.
All right, Tim Murray joins the program now, host of the Nightcap weeknights at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, right here on VSIN. Loves his college hoops. Tim, how did day one treat you?
Day one treat me well. We had all our sweats like we all did. I had San Diego State. What a melt by the Aztecs last night. I had Murray State. I was convinced that was a goner. So I was very fortunate to bring that home. We had some fun ones. Vermont, 1-10, 1-15 was a nice cash.
There you go.
I love that Vermont team, guys, but I didn't play them full game, which ultimately cashed for anyone who played it. But I just felt like Arkansas would, be a little bit too much for them to handle. But all in all, we had our winners, we had our losers, and I'm sure like humans just said, hey, we got to turn our attention to another day here. So let's.
Yep. You got
let's,
it.
Let's get riding again. St. Mary's, that was one that was rather. It's always nice to get one easy one.
Yeah, so there you go.
So St. Mary's was at least one that you didn't have to sweat.
So all week we've talking about how bad the Mountain West has been in the tournament and then what happened, just a debacle and abomination yesterday. But on the flip side, it seems every year Conference USA delivers. It's the exact opposite. They're usually big dogs and like a 13 or a 14 seed, and they win games. Houston had the great run last year. What do you think of the UAB-Houston game?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Paulie, because you look at this situation and, you know, let's use Providence. Everyone loves to fade Providence. They win and cover. Very fortunate foul call, in my opinion, late in that game to get some free throws and eventually pull away. But the reason I bring them up is Providence actually has a lower KenPom rating than UAB. But Houston is loved in that market. The KenPoms, the Bart Torviks, the net ratings, they love Houston. So this is quite the matchup because, you know, Houston is you know, laying 8.5 despite UAB being a top 50 KenPom team. Mm. And I'll be honest, I feel like, you know, when I played this game, I'm like, oh, of course we're going to have a 12 over a 5 situation. Well, we've already got two of those, so that doesn't feel great. We've already had multiple guards that have just gone into God mode. Teddy Allen last night, New Mexico State, the San Francisco guard. So what I was hoping for, fellas, was Jordan Jelly Walker to do the same thing here tonight. This would be the guy we'd be talking about on Saturday morning. If anyone caught the CUSA title or conference tournament, he was out of his mind. He had, you know, 40 points in that triple overtime win over Middle Tennessee State, averaged over 30 points a game. And, you know, what I've been saying all week is if I'm going to back a big dog or a double-digit seed here, I want a guy who's an elite shooter, and that's what he is. I mean, he hit 115 threes this year, shot 40% from three. So I like that. I like the 8.5 that I'm catching. And then, you know, Kelvin Sampson's a tremendous coach, especially come tournament time. But eventually, guys, the fact that they don't have Marcus Sasser, who, you know, is averaging almost 20 points a game, or Tremon Mark, who's in double figures, eventually this has to catch up to them, you would just think. And Houston, this is the craziest stat of it all. Houston's only win over a team against the field came on the final game of the season against Memphis in the AAC championship.
Wow.
They did beat Bryant, so I guess that technically counts as a win over a team in the field, but they got swept by Memphis, they beat SMU, they came to Vegas for the Maui Invitational, and they lost to Wisconsin there. So Houston's really good. I just think this is a lot of points. So I'm going to grab the points with UAB here and hope that we get another guard going berserk. And it felt like that evening slot last night was when they were doing it. So that's what happens tonight. It's the late night game. So we'll take UAB plus 8.5.
Potential dog going berserk and a dog barking then, possibly. Tim Murray, our guest, host of the Nightcap right here on VSiN. He did a lot of write-ups on these matchups, by the way, at the VSiN betting guide, which is available still at vsin.com/subscribe, and also a lot of the matchups at vsin.com. You're a Notre Dame guy. They take on Alabama, and that was an awesome game the other night between Notre Dame and Rutgers. And Bama, we all know who Bama is, right? They can either, you know, lose to the worst team in the country or they can win the whole thing. What do you make of the number with Bama lane 4?
Yeah, let's go through the resume of Alabama. Losses to Iona, losses to Missouri and Georgia. But like you said, Mitch, you look at some of the victories that they've had. They've beaten Baylor. They've beaten Gonzaga. They've beaten Houston. So they've beaten three of the top five teams in the country per KenPom. So it is such a Jekyll and Hyde team. Every year, one of these teams, guys, out of the first four usually gives us a good game. And that certainly wasn't the case with Indiana last night. They got blown out by St. Mary's. I thought that was a really tricky spot. I think Notre Dame has a chance to be a live dog here. Mike Bray just brings so much energy. They're not the most, skilled team, but I love their offensive sets. And they're a team that can get hot, 21st in the country in three-point shooting. Alabama, this is the craziest stat to me, guys. in addition to, you know, who they've beaten and who they've lost to. So if you look at, you know, field goal attempts, total field goal attempts compared to three-point attempts, they break it down on KenPom. So 48% of their field goal attempts are three-pointers. But they suck at shooting threes, yes. Which is the craziest thing. They're 305th in the country in three-point shooting percentage. So, look, Alabama has the ability to go crazy and, you know, blow teams out. But, you know, look at the way they ended the season, lost their last three games, lost in the SEC tournament to Vanderbilt there. So I think catching four, I think there's a real possibility that the Irish could win this game outright. Especially if, you know, Alabama just falls in love with the three. So probably not my favorite play of the day, but I think I would go dog or nothing here with Notre Dame and Alabama.
I'll tell you what, Tim, maybe a way to approach that. Here at Circa, you can bet on this prop first field goal made, a two-pointer or a three-pointer, and a three-pointer is plus 180. Like you said, Alabama takes a zillion threes a game. They're not great at shooting it, but they take a lot. Notre Dame rakes 72nd at threes taken per game at 42.4%, but they're also good at shooting the three, like you said, 37.6%, so maybe that's a way to look at the game. You also like Loyola early on against Ohio State, is that right?
I do, yeah. I like this, you know, Ohio State's a team that comes, you know, limping in. Not only are they, you know, struggling, but they're dealing with injuries. And then I just look at this Loyola team. You know, it's funny, guys, because late in the season, I thought Loyola, for me, was going to be a fade if they made the NCAA tournament. I bet on them against, I think, Evansville, and they just weren't playing all that well. And I'm like, this team, they don't have it this year. And then I watched them in the MVC tournament, and they really turned it on. And this is a team that can get after it on the defensive side of the ball. You know, top 25 in KenPom and defense efficiency. And then, you know, Lucas Williamson, and that's the crazy thing about this year. As you look at all these teams, Murray State last night, guys, had two players in K.J. Williams and Tevin Brown that were on the Ja Morant team that, you know, beat Marquette in the first round of the tournament. You look at Lucas Williamson, he was on the team that made it to the Final Four, and he was a key contributor on that team. He played over 20 minutes a game. And for Ohio State, too, Zed Key and Kyle Young, there are serious question marks about their health. Am I worried about how Loyola will slow down E.J. Liddell? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's just look at the last five games of the year for Ohio State. They lost to Maryland, Nebraska, Michigan, and Penn State. Three of those teams are not in the field. The other, Michigan, is, of course, an 11 seed. So they just didn't play well down the stretch. I will take a team that can get after you on the defensive side of the ball and in Loyola. So, yeah, I'll ride with Loyola. Early game, so we'll be sweating 9:15. I think that's sure. The first tip today. So we'll roll with the sister jeans to D it up against Ohio State.
We got to roll up the sleeves and dive in for sure. Tim, thanks for waking up early. We appreciate it. Good luck with your bets today, and you can catch Tim tonight on the Nightcap at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, right here on VSiN. Thanks, pal.
All right, boys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Up next, down that path of maybe the first three, I can break down some of those matchups that we have tonight at plus money for the first field goal. Pretty intriguing stuff. I'll run it down for you coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.